Vincent, what does Bada Sheath mean? Bada Sheath?
In beginnings.
In beginnings. All right, tell me how you break that down. Do you remember?
There were three beginnings, I think it was.
On the word itself.
Oh, the breakdown.
Bada Sheath. Yeah, Bada Sheath. Break that word down.
I can't break it down.
Sharon.
The
base in the front of it is a preposition, page 88.
And
Rosh.
Rosh means head.
But means again. Head. And the tau on the end, Brother Ray. Mm-hmm. The tau on the end of Bada Sheath. That makes it plural. That's an old, dropped, forgotten Hebrew plural. So how do we translate it? In beginnings, actually, but in one of the beginnings, because we're talking about plural beginnings, aren't we? And where does this take place in space and time?
Eternity past.
In eternity past. Not in space and time. Why not in space and time? Why not in space and time?
Well, man wasn't on.
Man wasn't there yet, was it?
Yeah.
All right. Barashith bara Elohim et hashamayim we et ha'aretz. Can you say that together? Barashith bara et hashamayim. Elohim. All right. Et hashamayim we et ha'aretz. I said, in beginnings, he had created God, the heavens, et the heavens and the earth. And then verse number 2, this is how we know that this is not in space and time.
Right.
It says, we ha'aretz. Say that together. We ha'aretz. Ha'ya. Tuhu wavuhu. Okay. We hoshek. El pamei hamayim. We ruah. Elohim. All right. Merapesheth. El Tanei Hamayim. Now, this verse number 2, it says, And the earth, she had become formless and void. And there was darkness over the faces of the deep. And then it says what?
Spirit God,
mourned. And it is feminine plural participle. Spirit God mourning over the faces of the waters. And that is a type of the Spirit God mourning over every sinner that is lost, trying to put him back in order. So, now there, what do we have in this verse? Verse number 1, we have the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now we have the destruction of the heavens and the earth. And if you go to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 and Ephesians 6 and Revelation, we find out that what happened? Hillel, or Lucifer, rebelled against God and destroyed the earth. And that's still when? When? In eternity past, still. We still haven't come into space and time. Where in the Hebrew Bible does space and time begin? Where does space and time begin?
On the first day.
Well, we created man.
The first day of the reconstruction of the earth. And when was man created? In space and time. On what day?
Sixth
day. All right. And where does it God say, what verse in the old Hebrew Old Testament tells that God made man in his image?
26.
Genesis 1 and 26. Bada Sheath 1 and 26. And so we know that God made man in his image. Now, did he make angels in his image also?
Well,
did he make animals in his image, kind of, sort of?
They're
all triune.
Yeah.
Spirits are not triune, are they?
No.
They have souls and they have spirits. But they are not clothed, are they? Angels are clothed. Animals are clothed. They have spirits and souls. Man is clothed. You have a spirit and soul. Now, as I was explaining the Trinity today, what did I think? Where do you think I went in the Bible to explain the Trinity? To explain the Trinity, where did I go in the Bible?
Probably in Genesis.
Where would you go?
Genesis 1.
Chapter 1 somewhere.
1:26. All right. And God said, let us make man in our what? In our spirit, in our shadow casting spiritual likeness, in our blood flowing likeness, in our sovereign likeness. Okay? That's where I teach the Trinity. That's where I begin to teach the Trinity. I said, this is the only way. I said, I don't understand about God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Are there three gods? Nope. There's one God. Hear, O Israel, our God is Ahad. Say Ahad. Uh-huh. That means one. That means one. Now, how many gods are there? There's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but what do they make up?
What?
One God. Now, you are body, spirit, and soul, aren't you? Are you three? Sometimes can you feel the difference between the body, the soul, and the spirit? Can you? Do you know the difference between it?
Yeah, one wants to keep going and the other one wants to stop.
That's right. I want you all to listen to that Pilgrim's Progress. That's really good. That talks about the body, spirit, and soul. Well, we're in 5:16 is where we are. So we see God has created man. Now this is a chapter of death. The chapter of death. Say that. The chapter of death. Because this is it. Me oath. We me oath. We me oath. We me oath. We me oath. All over this thing. Every verse. We me oath. 5 and 16 is where we should be. Well, let me see.
Oh, yes.
We're almost in chapter 6, which is going to get real interesting. But we got some interesting things before chapter 6. In the seminary, I was teaching this in 1977. At Valley Baptist, I was teaching this in 2010. And now I'm teaching this again. Waishi. Waishi. Mahelel. Ashari. Holado. Et. Yerid. Shiloshim. Shana. Yushimane. Mioth, Shana, Wayeled, Banim, Yuvanoth. Now we are talking about Mahalel now. What does Mahalel mean? He lived between, well, according to one chronology from 3609 B.C. to 2715 B.C. All right? Mahalel. Now, in the Greek, it is Malel-leel. And Mahalel means what? You remember, Brother Ray? What does Mahalel mean? The splendor of God. El on the end is God. The splendor of God. After, and this Ashari is an adverb of time. And then his begetting, his causing to beget, et, sign of the direct object, and Yerid. Yerid. Now, Yerid lived, and I'm telling you this according to one of the most used chronologies. May not be right at all. But between 3544 and 2582 B.C., 4th century B.C., all the way up to the 3rd century B.C. That's quite a time, isn't it? Yerid, 30 years. Shiloshim, 30 years, Shana. What does Shana mean, Sharon?
Years.
What?
Years.
Years, but what does a year mean in Hebrew?
The completion of...
A complete cycle. Now, tell me about the Hebrew year. How many days are in the Hebrew year, Brother Vincent?
360.
360. We live, and that is a what kind of a calendar?
Lunar
calendar. Okay, what calendar do we go under today? The solar calendar, all right, which means according to the sun. One's according to the moon, one's according to the sun. Yushimane, and 800 years. And he begat and kept on begatting sons and daughters. These people live in a long, long time, aren't they? Now, about these years, how many years are there? How many days are there in a year? Well, according to the lunar calendar, it's 360 days in a year. So are they living really long time? Yeah. Okay, now, how many days, how many hours are in a day, basically? 24 hours in a day. And what did they count a day? When did it begin and when did it end?
It was in the evening.
Sundown to sundown. Sundown to sundown. They begin their day eating and going to bed. Wayehu, call Ayame, Mahalel, Shamesh, Witishim, Shana, Yushimane, Mioth, Shana, Wayamoth. And they became all days, Yame, of Mahalel. Oh, by the way, what did Jared mean?
Descending.
And what it really means, Jared, means descending also, but it means to prostrate yourself before God and worship. Descend. Fall down. Fall down. Let all fall down and worship God, okay? And all the days of Mahalel, 590 years and 800 years. 895 years is how long he lived. And then what is that last word? How do you say that last word, Brother Ray? What's that last word in that sentence? The last word in Hebrew. Wayamoth. And what does Wayamoth say? Mean? Wayamoth. What does it mean, brother? Huh? He died, and Sharon, tell us about this. Third person masculine, senior, cow, wild, consecutive, imperfect. He died and stayed dead. Is he still dead? Well, his body. Unless he was resurrected, unless he was one that was resurrected at the resurrection of Christ. All right?
We don't know for sure.
We don't know. And then 518. Waishi. Yared. Shitayim. Wishishim. Shana. Yuneath. Shana. Wayeled. Et Shanok. All right. And lived Jared, descending, worshipful. Now, if you take the first 10 names in the Bible, you will see the whole gospel of God. Did Jesus descend from heaven to earth to save us? Did he?
Yeah.
And that's what Jared means. Descending. And 260 years and 100 years. And he was caused to beget or generate Enoch. Look at that. Enoch.
Okay.
Jared, yes.
Okay, when they're talking about they live so many years and then they beget this person, that's not necessarily their oldest kid. That's
no.
The one whose line we're following.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one.
Because he could have, with that age, he could have hundreds of brothers and sisters older. And then
Okay, in Luke 3:37 in the New Testament, this verse is quoted. Did you know that? In Luke 3:37 in the New Testament, this verse is quoted. Now, in the book of Luke, how and why and what aspect was this verse quoted? With Mia? How was it?
Has it so many years, so many generations?
Luke. All right, the Gospel of Matthew. Whose lineage is in the Gospel of Matthew?
Joseph's
lineage. Whose lineage is in the book of Luke?
Mary's
lineage. So this is his real lineage. This is his blood flowing image all the way back to God. And he comes through this guy. 100 years, and he begat Enoch. What does Enoch mean? It means teacher. It means scholar. It means rabbi. It means tuition. It means one trained. One that's trained. And it means one that is initiated. What's initiated mean?
I don't know about that.
You were initiated into the gangs, weren't you, brother? What did you have to do to be initiated into the gang?
You have to fight five guys at one time.
You have to fight five guys at one time. Sometimes in some gangs you have to kill somebody, don't you?
Yep, it's a little bit worse now.
Yeah. And in some gangs you got to steal something. How many of you watched Torino? What's called it?
Oh, Gran Torino. Yeah.
Gran Torino. Gran Torino. That little Vietnamese boy, what did he have to do to join that gang? He had to steal the Gran Torino. And he got in trouble. These are all initiations. But how about Enoch? Tell me about the person of Enoch that you know. This person of Enoch. This Enoch. Not the wrong Enoch, not the Enoch from the bad line, but from the faith line here.
Well,
not Cain's descendants, but Adam's.
He was a righteous man from what I understand.
He was a righteous man. What else about him?
He resurrected.
What else did he do?
Prophesied.
He what?
Prophesied.
He prophesied? Did he write a book?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Do we have Enoch quoted?
Yes.
Now, Enoch lived between 3382 and 3017 B.C. His life is quoted in 1 Chronicles 1 and 3. He was a real person. And Luke 3:37 and Hebrews 11:5 and Jude 14. He's quoted. Now, in the New Testament, the book of Enoch is quoted many times. Many times. In every book in the New Testament, but I just want you to write down and think about these that I'm going to give you. Matthew 3:17. Matthew 5:5. Luke 21:28. James 5:1. Luke 26:26. And 1 and 2 Peter both. 2 Corinthians the 12th chapter. Revelation 17 and 14 and 19 and 16, and then in the book of Jude also. Jude 14, and it's a direct quote of Enoch. Now, you know, the book of Enoch was the most written book, the most copied book, where? In the Qumran caves, in the Dead Sea Scrolls, there were more of the books of Enoch there than any other book. What was the first book that they ever found? And way back in what we call might call the Dark Ages, what was the first scroll that was ever found and transferred around from the Qumran caves? The Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch. And it showed up in Egypt about 1000 A.D., Now, it was quoted a lot in the New Testament. They knew about it in the Old Testament, but it was kind of lost for a long time. Now, what does Enoch mean? One that is initiated. One that is trained. He's a teacher. He's a scholar. He's a rabbi. And what about tuition? Intuition. What does intuition mean? It means one that is inspired. What is one of the things how God deals with mankind? By what? Intuition. Do you believe in God? What was the first time that you ever thought about God? You remember, Brother Ray? That's the first time you ever thought about God.
My wife was kicking me out.
When what?
When my wife was kicking me out.
Oh.
No, but it was around that time.
You remember in your life when the first time, how about, Vincent, do you remember the first time you ever really thought about God? You were raised.
Yeah,
But do you remember the first time?
No.
I was, must have been about three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, I went to Sunday school. Jesus
yeah.
loves me. Who's Jesus? What, you know, I mean, just,
yeah.
well, there's something, you can't see him, but, you know, that just.
How about Marilyn? When was the first time you ever thought about God?
When I was 5 years old.
5 years old. Okay. I think that I thought about God when I was about 2 or 3 years old. And I began to wonder about creation. That's pretty young. But I was wondering about creation. And I always thought like God was watching me all the time. Was he?
Yep.
And the churches that I was taken to were scary. They were Pentecostal churches. And back then, I mean to tell you what, you go to church, and for a little bitty kid to go in one of those churches where they're screaming and hollering and falling on the floor, and I mean, dancing around, and the floor was, all those floors were wood floors, you know. And they were usually old barracks buildings. Even New Hope Missionary Baptist Church over there in Quantico was a converted barracks. You get in there and you get 150 people stomping on the floor and marching. I mean, my hair would stand on end. Scared me. See, all these people moved in the spirit, so to speak. Wow. Well, I began to think about God. We have, one of the things is God reveals himself by what? Intuition. What else? By what else?
Nature.
By nature, creation. And what is the other one?
Revelation.
By specific revelation. Now, here we have specific revelation, don't we? Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that the book of Enoch was specific revelation also. Enoch tells us a lot of things. He's quoted many. I could take you and quote many, many. I only gave you a few places where he's directly quoted in the New Testament. But if you look in every book, you will see him quoted in every book. Okay, 5:19. Why she Yared, Asherah, Holado, Et, Chanak, Shemaneh, Shava, Wayaled, Banim, Yuvanoth, and live Jared. By the way, you can look up Jared on page 434 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. After, little adverb of time, his beginning, Enoch, the initiated one, 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. 520. Why you?
Why you?
Kol Yeme. Yered. Shitoyim, Wish Shishem, Shana, Yutisha, Miot, Shana, Wayamoth. And they became all the days of Jared, all the days of Jared. How do we live? How many days at a time do we live? One day at a time. That's all we have. And you'd be lucky if you make it through that day sometimes, huh? How many people do you think died in Bakersfield, California today? Do you think they were, most of them were expecting to die?
Nope.
No. This is the book of death right here. This is the book that ought to bring us to the grips with death. And they became all the days of Jared, means descending, worshipful, 260 years and 900 years, and Wayamoth. And he died and stayed dead. 962 years. Boy. 962 years. 9 centuries. Almost 9 3/4 centuries he lived. But what? Wayamoth, he died. Now, I told you last week, as we looked at Adam's life, he had always been in the human race. They had always seen him for for over 900 years, Adam had been walking around, and all his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of them had seen him. And we see all of this here. But YMO, and he died. Now, God told him in that garden that if he took of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he would die. He would begin the process of dying. And it finally took its final total effect. Now, everybody is dying. A lot of people are dying. They're seeing death. The first death they saw was Cain killed Abel. The first one. And that was a violent death, wasn't it? It wasn't a natural death. But now people are getting old. How they did, I do not know. How old did Enoch look when he was 900? Or not Enoch, but Jared and Mahalalel. How did they look when they were almost 900 or almost 1,000 years old? How'd they look? Well, I go to functions where I go back to my ancient fossilized high school students and grade school students. When I go look at them, they look at me and say, "Boy, you haven't changed at all." I said, "Your eyes are really getting bad." Your eyes must be really getting bad. That's one of the things, you know. You lose your eyes, you lose your hearing. Did you know, in the hearing business, that women lose their ability to hear lows when they get past 60 years old? And men's voices are what? Low, most of the time. And that men lose their ability to hear highs. And most voices, women's voices are high. So at that time, a period of time in your life, women only want to talk to each other and men only want to talk to each other, so to speak. We lose our senses of smell. We lose a lot of the sense of the taste. But we never lose the sense that there is a God unless you squelch it completely away. Old age should bring you closer to God because you are. And young people just think they're going to live forever. They do. Yep. When you got out there, Brother Ray, when you went out there in the games booting and kicking each other and fighting and all this kind of stuff, you thought you were just invincible, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Is it going on for till you got to be an old man, huh?
Yeah. Better hurting after a while.
Yeah, you begin to hurt. We see all of this. Now, Enoch. Let's look at Enoch. Enoch's a very, very special person in the Old Testament. Waichi. Shanoch. Shamash. Wishashem. Shana. Wayoled. Et Methushalach. And he lived, Enoch, 65 years. Now, when he's 65 years old, this guy gets married, and he has a kid when he's 65 years old. Everybody else is old. But now Enoch has got a special mission in life, and so he has children when he's 65 years old. And he names that child Methuselah. What's Methuselah mean, Brother Ray? How about it, Vincent? How about it, Marilyn? What's Methuselah mean? Well, he lived to be 969 years. Very long time. Sharon, what's his name mean?
When he's dead, it shall come to pass.
It says, it means man of the dark, or when he's dead, it shall come to pass. Now, what in the world? Here we have Enoch. We're going to find that Enoch did not die. That he was taken. And he walked with God. And he walked with God 300 and something years, and he preached for how many years? 300 years. How long did Noah live? Over 900 years. Now, let's look at something here. What did Enoch preach? Let's go and find out a little bit what he preached. In Jude, the book of Jude, it's only one chapter. Let's look at the book of Jude, and we find the book of Jude absolutely quoting Enoch. He said, now, I want to remind you, though you were fully informed once for all, that through the Lord, at one time, delivered a people out of the land of Egypt. He subsequently destroyed those of them who did not believe, who refused to adhere to, trust in, and rely upon Him, and angels that did not take care and guard and hold to them to their first place. Who's this talking about? Lucifer and all the fallen angels, one-third of the angelic forces and spiritual forces, went away from God. They abandoned their proper dwelling, their estate, their administration. He has reserved in a proper, in a custody, in eternal chains, bonds under the thick gloom of utter darkness until the judgment and doom of the great day. Now, Judas, this is Jesus' brother, isn't it? Is it? All right. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah, now he's jumping all the way through time. He jumped in eternity past. He went into Egypt. Now he's over there with Sodom and Gomorrah. Now this is not Enoch here, but this is leading up to Enoch. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah in the ancient towns, which likewise gave themselves over to impurity and to indulge in unnatural vice and sensual perversion, are laid out in plain sight an exhibition of perpetual punishment to warn of everlasting fire, of wicked are sentenced to suffer. Nevertheless, in like manner, those dreamers also corrupt the body, scorn and reject authority in government, and revile and libel and scoff at heavenly glories, the glorious one. But when even the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, argued and disputed over the dead body of Moses. Now, we wouldn't know that, would we, except that Jude told us. Contending with the devil, judicially argued and disputed about the body of Moses. He dared not presume to bring an abusive condemnation against him, but simply said, "The Lord rebuke you." Now, let's go on. This is some pretty rough stuff here that Jude's talking about. That these men revile and scoff and sneer at anything they do not happen to be acquainted with and do not understand, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and whatever they do understand physically, that which they know by mere animal instinct, like irrational beasts, but these they corrupt themselves and are destroyed and perished. Woe to them, for they have run riotly, see, in the way of who? Cain. Now we're going back to Cain. He's jumping all over time now. Now, do you think that Enoch ever preached about Cain? Oh, yeah. And have abandoned themselves for the sake of gain. It offers them to the era of Balaam. And have perished in the rebellion of Korah. We go from Genesis 4. To way over there in Exodus and all over the place now. These are elements of danger, hidden reefs in your love feast, where they boldly feast sumptuously and carousing together in your midst, without scruple providing for themselves alone. They are clouds without water. And what's it talking about here, Brother Ray?
Clouds without water?
No, what is this talking about?
Talking
about church services.
Okay, right.
Now we're in church services. Now we've jumped all the way up to the church age. And he's talking about people in churches in the church age.
Yeah,
there are clouds without water. They are so-called Christians without what? Without evidence of Christianity. Like Pilgrim's Progress. There are clouds without water, swept along by winds, trees without fruit at the late autumn, gathering time, twice doubly dead, two times dead, lifeless and plucked up by the roots. What's the wrong with the gospel that Joel Osteen and Reverend Ike and the Crystal Cathedral preached? What's wrong with that gospel? What was that gospel? What was it? Called what? feel good and the prosperity gospel. And did you hear the name of Jesus? Oh, yes, as he was, that he wants you to have all the things that you want in life.
He wants you to have a
Why, you go down. The Lord wants you to have a brand new Cadillac. Go down and get it. Get you one the color you want. Order it special. Marilyn, you ever heard people tell you about this? That God told them, their preacher told them to do this. That God wants them to have it. They went down and got it and got in debt and lost the whole shooting match and ruined their credit. We know people that did this. The prosperity gospel. Now, is any of this talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? No. So it's clouds preaching without you can get a church house full of people. If you tell them they're going to get rich and going to be happy. That God's going to forgive them all their sins no matter what. Doesn't say repent, believe, or anything like that. Wild waves of the sea, flinging up foam of their own shame and disgrace. Wandering stars for whom the gloom of eternal darkness has been reserved. How far did he go back then? Wandering stars.
Oh, that was
a rebellion of the in eternity past. And guess who this is coming from? The book of Jude. He goes right in from one age to the other. Now he goes back all the way back into Enoch's time. Enoch. It was these people, moreover, that Enoch, in the seventh generation, now he's the seventh generation from Adam, and we're talking about generations. We're not talking about millions of years. We're talking about probably the seventh generation. How long did Adam live? How long did Seth live? And all of these, all of the seventh generation. Seventh generation. Now, this is hundreds of years. But it's not millions of years. The seventh generation from Adam prophesied when he said, "Behold, the Lord comes with myriads of the holy ones." What is he talking about now? What was Enoch talking about? What's the subject? We're talking about the coming of Christ. Right here. The coming of Christ. Right here at the end of the church age. 2 Thessalonians, or 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. And when Christ comes in glory. Revelation 12, 13 through 17 and Revelation 19, 11 through 16. He's jumping all the way across to the end of time of the church age. It was these people, moreover, that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied. He said, "Behold, the Lord comes with myriads, thousands of his saints, 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, to convict all the impious, the unholy one, of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in such an ungodly way, and in all the severe, abusive, soul-jarring things which ungodly sinners has spoken against God." You can't turn television on or the radio without hearing some of this, can you? These are the inveterate murmurers, grumblers. Who was grumbling back in eternity past?
Lucifer.
And the other people that followed him. The claim of their lot in life. Did Satan and all of those angels leave their first estate? Going after their own desires. And when did they do some of this? When did they literally do this? We're coming up to it. The sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. Going after their own desires, controlled by their lust. Their talk is boastful and arrogant, and they claim to admire men's persons and pay people flattering compliments to gain advantage. Now, we see all of this that was spoken of by this man, Enoch.
Sounds like politicians.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, what do you think about angels? What are fallen angels? What is Lucifer? He's a politician.
Yeah.
and a lawyer. Two, isn't it? Politician and a lawyer. All right. Methuselah, when he's dead, it shall come to pass. A man of the missile, a man of death. When he has died, it shall come to pass. What shall come to pass? Now let's look at this. How long did Enoch preach? 300 years. How long did Methuselah live? 969 years. Now, Enoch was 65 years old when Enoch was born. So Enoch was preaching before he had a child. And since Methuselah lived 969 years, how long did God give the earth to these people on the earth to repent?
1,000 years.
Almost 1,000 years. How long did Noah preach? 120 years. How long did it take Noah to build the ark? What's that, Sharon?
We don't know.
Did you know that? We always say that he built the ark and it took him 120 years to build the ark. But how long? That's not what it says. It says that I will only give man 120 years and I will bring judgment, the flood, upon the earth. How long does it say that it took Noah to build the ark? It doesn't say that at all. Did you know that, Vincent? We don't know how long it took him to build the ark. But we know that he built the ark in there, and when he had finished the ark, whenever he started with it, when he finished the ark, then God does things. That's yet to come. That's way up in the 9th chapter. Let's go on a little bit further. Wayet Halech Shanach Et HaElohim Achere Holodo Et Methushalach Shilosh Mioth Shana Wayeled Banim Yuvanoth. And Enoch, he kept on walking for himself. Did God give man an angel's volition? It's in the Old Testament, New Testament, isn't it? Did Enoch believe because he wanted to believe? Did he have a volition? It said he kept on walking for himself. Enoch with God. After his beginning, Methuselah, 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters for 300 years now. Now he's preaching all the time, isn't he? All right, 5:23. And I preached this message 11/16/1977 at CMBI. Why he called? Yemei Shanach, Shamesh, Wishe Shem, Shana. Yushalosh, Mioshana, and became all the days of Enoch 563 years, 563 years, or 365 years, 100 years. In other words, 365 years. Now let's look at the next one. Wayet Halek. Shanach et HaElohim, we and Henu, Ki, Lachach, Oto, Elohim. And he walked Enoch with God, by way for himself. And he not. He wasn't anymore. Because, that's key, because he took him, Elohim. Now, in this verse, we have the first example of rapture. Now, have you ever heard that the two witnesses in the book of Revelation were Enoch and Elijah. And the reason why God uses them is because they never tasted death. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was appointed unto man once to die, and they didn't die. So now God's going to send them back, Elijah and Enoch, and they're going to die in the book of Revelation. But that does violence to the type of what they are. What are Enoch and Elijah a type of?
The rapture.
By two or three witnesses, let everything, what? Be established. So, here in the New Testament, the rapture, in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, we have an example in the Old Testament of Enoch and Elijah that did not die, but they were taken. Now, they died and stayed dead, but he didn't die and stay dead, did he?
No.
He's taken up. He was taken.
Yeah.
He's a type of the resurrection, the rapture, and the first fruits. In Genesis 5:24, and 2 Kings 2:11 and 12, we have Elijah. And we have in the writer of the book of Hebrews in 11:15 and again Jude 14. Let's go on now. Waishi, Methuselah, Shiva, Yushimone, Shana, Yumiat, Shana, Wayeled, Et Lamech. I'm in 25. Did I skip one or something? Oh, yeah, 25, I think. Yep, it's not stuck together or anything. And he lived and kept on living Methuselah. 7 and 80 years and 100 years. And he begat Lamech. All right, so we have Enoch. We have Methuselah, which is a prophetic name. Now, Methuselah is going to live, but the very year that he dies is the year that the flood and judgment are going to come. And Lamech. What does Lamech mean? You remember what Lamech means? Carol, do you have any idea about that word, Lamech? How about it, Vincent? How about it, Brother Ray? Lamech means King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Adonai Adonaiim, in other words. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it means to overthrow. That's what his name means, overthrow. Now, is Jesus our Lamech? When did Jesus come back? Here, over here in glory, in Revelation 19, 11 through 16, we see exactly what he's going to do. What does it say there? And I saw heaven open up, and one came out on a white horse. I'm not talking about a white horse in Genesis 6 or Revelation 6 chapter either. It's a different guy. That guy is the Antichrist in Revelation 6. That this guy is our Christ. This is the real Christ. And on there, and on his thigh is a name that no man knows but himself. And what is the name Jehovah? The name that no Jew has ever spoken. Because they think it's too holy to speak. And his name is Adonai HaAdonaiim, or King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he has a vesture dipped in blood. Because he is going to do what? Overthrow. Overthrow. He's going to bring in his millennial kingdom. He is going to be the overthrower. So we have in Lamech, we have a type of Christ to come. And a type of, and a prophecy of what shall become. And he calls to begat Lamech. Now let's go to 5:26. Waishi, Methuselah, Acharei, Holy Go, Et, Lamech, Shitaim, Shemonim, Shana, Yushiva, Mioth, Shana, Wayeled, Banim, you have an oath. And he lived Methuselah, man of the dark, after his beginning Lamech, 280 years and 700 years, 782 years, in other words. And he begat sons and daughters. Now just think about this for a long time. Do you think that that all the people on the earth might have been watching Methuselah? Here we have his father preaching that the end of the world is going to come as they knew it. And we have Noah preaching. And we have Methuselah living 969 years. And they became all the days of Methuselah from 3137 B.C. to 2360 B.C. Tisha Yeshishim, 969 years, and he died. He breathed out and stayed dead. He died in the year that the flood came upon the earth. This was a prophecy. Okay, 28. Laichi, Lamech, Shitoyim, Yushimonim, Shana, Yumioth, Shana, Wayeled, Ben. And Lamech lived 280 years and 100 years, and he begat a son. He begat a son, Ben. What does Ben mean? Do you remember what Ben means in Hebrew? According to a pattern. We're thankful that we have this pattern, because this is the uncontaminated lineage from Adam. 529. Vayikra et Shemo. Noach. That's like clearing your throat. Noach. Limor. Ze. Yeno Shamanu. Limor. Ze. Yena Shamanu. Memanu. Memasinu. You met ze wom. Yadenu. Min. Ha Adama. Asher. Erera. And then we have the word Hadavar or Jehovah. And he called his name Noah. What does Noah mean? Peace. Peace and safety. Now there is only peace and safety in one name under heaven and earth, and that's Jesus. And that is a beautiful name, Jesus. And what does Jesus mean? Jehovah saves. And he called his name Noah, saying, this one shall cause comfort, shall be comforting, shall keep on being comforting. And that's in the PL stem and imperfect. From our work and from the toil of our hands. Now, in heaven, how many man-made objects will there be in eternal heaven? None. Because Jesus alone gets you there. And from, and what do we have a type of that in the Old Testament, Brother Ray? How do we have a type of this heaven where there will be no man-made objects? How do we see this?
The tabernacle?
Not the tabernacle. The temple. Every part of that temple had to be made away from Jerusalem. Because the temple is a type of the eternal abode of God and the great city of God. And every stone had to be cut without. And every piece of gold that was placed in there had to be pre-cut. Have you ever done that, Vincent, when you were building something? Pre-cut everything and then just fitted it all together?
Just did it today.
You did it today. Now, this is a type of eternal salvation that everybody in the bride and in that new city, if this temple is a type of that, where everything was built outside and away from Jerusalem, the abode of God, the place where God would meet man. That's what Jerusalem is all about. And Jerusalem means what? City of peace. All of this temple was built, everything in it was built away, someplace else. And it was carried and fitted together without the sound of a saw or a hammer or a chisel or anything such. Because it's a type of eternal salvation by Christ and Him alone. Not that we shouldn't follow the Lord and live like we ought to. But we don't get to heaven because of our good works, do we? We get to heaven because of Christ's good works. And that temple was a type of the eternal city of God, New Jerusalem. Let's go on a little bit. And he called the name of Noah, saying, "This man shall give us comfort from the work and from the toil. On all our hands and from the ground, he caused Jehovah." All right, so man shall work in the ground, and he shall make his living from the ground, and by the toil of his hands. But it says Noah and Jesus shall give us relief from all of our works and all the toils in life. Now, the tenth man from Adam. Let's go through this. He lived 950 years and was born 126 after years Noah of Adam, 14 years after the death of Seth, with Enos 128 years when Terah died, and Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died. Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died. Did Noah know Abraham? And Noah's on the other side of the flood, isn't he? Do you think he told Abraham a little more than what we know? But we know one thing. Even with Noah's influence in Terah, in the era of the Chaldees, they were pagans, weren't they? Even when a great man of God like Noah was in the Ur of the Chaldees, and Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died, all of the family had begun pagans. And so God calls Abraham out from among them. Now the Babylonians called Noah Ishtaras, son of Olaites. The Chinese, Yo-Fu-Hu, after the name Prometheus, the Chaldean, Atlas, Theuth, Enochus, Osiris, and Dagon. Why did they call Moses Dagon? Why did they call him Dagon? Do you have any idea? What does Dagon mean? Dog in Hebrew, Sharon. Dog.
The fish.
Fish. Now, why would they call Noah Dog, Dagon? Because he came through the waters, came through the flood. But Noah came through the flood, not in the water, but in the boat, which is a type of Christ. All right? 5:30 now. We're going to go to 5:32 because next week we're going to start, or next time, we're going to be in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. Which is extremely exciting, isn't it, Brother Ray? Sixth chapter. Waichi Lamech Achare, Holy Do, Et Noach Shemesh, Witishaim, Shanah, Wachamesh, Mios Shanah, Wayeled, Banim, Yuvanoth. And Lamech lived after his begetting Noah 590 years and 500 years, and he begat sons and daughters. That's a long time, begetting sons and daughters. 5:31. And why he called Yeme Lamech? Shiva, Wishanim, Shivim, Wishivim, Shana, Yushiva, Mios Shana, Wayamoth. And became all the days of Lamech. What does Lamech mean? Overthrower, King of kings, Lord of lords. 87 70 years. And 700 years, and he died. Now, how long did he live? 777 years. 532. Now, according to some sources, Noah was 500 years old when he had his first child. And how old was his wife? Much older than him, wasn't she? She was like 126 years older than Noah was. She was supposed to be a daughter, direct lineage of Seth. Wayehi Noah ben Shanesh Meos Shana Wayaled Noah et Shem et Cham we et Yefeth. All right. And became Noah the son of 500 years, and he begat Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right, there is the origin of all the races of mankind. How did the black people come? Through Ham. Okay. How did the Japhethites, which are what we call Northern Europeans, where are they from? Japheth. What does Japheth mean? Spreading. 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 They spread out all over the place. What does Ham mean? Dark and swarthy. And Ham did all the inventions. The sons of Ham were all the inventors. As far as I can tell, Japhethites never invented one thing. The Hamites did all the inventing. And how about the Shemites? They what?
They
had the spiritual, and they got rich. Why did they get rich? Because God blessed them. God blessed them. Now, we'll go on in the sixth chapter of Genesis the next time. Do you have any questions? Did you learn something tonight? All right.
After the flood, they didn't live that long, did they?
No, they did not. There's when mankind, lifespan is greatly shortened. And why, according to science, did man live less after the flood than before? What scientific evidence is this?
Because of the rain.
Because now they don't have the bubble, the oceans in the sky to filter out all the sunlight. And the sunlight begins to deteriorate skin and cause cancers and all kinds of things that we know of today, doesn't it? All right. Now we know that the Hamites, and we haven't got to there yet, but the Hamites lead out, and they go to the very edges of society. And we know that the Hamites invented everything that's ever been invented. That guitar was invented by a Hamite. All pianos, all horns, all flutes, all weapons, gunpowder, toilets, flush toilets, ovens, all type of metallurgy was done by the Hamites. The Japhethites would follow them and take over their societies, change their life, and improve their inventions and use it against them. And the Shemites would stand back and make money on all of them. That's the story. Do you have any other questions, Meryl? Anything?
No, that's it.
Well, the earth became a less hospitable place after the flood than it did before. Where do we start out today? 5:16 to 5:32. I hope you did learn something from it. I hope that you...
Well, they populated the earth.
Yes, the earth was populated, and then it was depopulated, wasn't it? We're going to find it was depopulated later on. And here in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, we're going to find a lot of mysteries. We studied the chapter of death, didn't we? Now we're going to see some great mysteries in the human history uncovered here.
All I can say is that all the people, the Hamites, the Japhethites, and the Shemites, they must have had awful strong wives to have that many children.
Well, women could have how many children before the flood?
A thousand.
A woman is capable of having 1,000 children.
Yeah.
chickens are able to have a